I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Adam Murphy, and this week things are really heating up because we're answering Kelvin's question.
We are told not to overcook our vegetables because this kills the nutrients. Now, if that's the case, why don't we just then overcook food that we enjoy and not run the risk of putting on weight?
Wouldn't that be nice? You could just cook out anything unpleasant and eat whatever you want to? Sounds too good to be true, which of course means that it probably is. So, to bring us back to Earth, here's Alex White from the British Nutrition Foundation.
When food is overcooked, it is certain vitamins that are affected and not the calorie content. This means that overcooking food will not reduce the risk of putting on weight, which is to do with the number of calories you eat, and would instead reduce the amount of some vitamins that are being eaten. When looking to lose or maintain weight, it's important to focus on managing the calories that you eat and trying to be active every day.
And calories are just a measure of energy, and if you want to get energy from your food, as well as all the nutrients you need, you can't just bake them out.
With nutrient loss when cooking, it's the water-soluble vitamins, the B vitamins and vitamin C, that are most affected. This is because, being soluble in water, they pass more easily into the water that the food is being cooked in than fat-soluble vitamins, like vitamin A and vitamin D. Cooking vegetables is one example where vitamin loss can occur, as vegetables are a source of these vitamins, but are often boiled. But we can limit the loss of vitamins by not boiling the vegetables for too long, using less water when boiling, or by changing the cooking method by steaming instead of boiling vegetables.
So don't boil your broccoli, but steam your Swedes.
However, the loss in vitamins when cooking food is small, and as far as we know, it doesn't affect our health, and therefore, the focus should be making sure to eat more fruit and vegetables, however they're cooked. We should be going for at least 5 a day, every day.
And as Clifford K points out on the forum, there's another downside to overcooking your food. Eventually, you'll just end up with a lump of charcoal, which isn't very nutritious. Thanks to Alex for giving us food for thought, and next week we are looking at Alan's cool question.
I have heard it said many times that no two snowflakes are the same. Given the billions and billions of them that have fallen to Earth, this really does seem unlikely. Since nobody has looked at them all, would you agree with me that the only thing to be said with any certainty is that no researcher has ever found two the same?
So what do you think? Email chris@thenakedscientists.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientists.com/forum. Thanks for listening, and until next time, goodbye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.